This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Chrissy Regan once again, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. Chrissy is an author, speaker, and wellness coach based in Townville, Queensland, Australia. And Chrissy, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's lovely to be back. How are you today?
I'm doing great and really good to have you out. And thanks once again for your time. So for starters today, what actually had you decide to create a wellness school? Let's start there today.
Well, the wellness school was inspired by my book, Workshops and Retreats, that I hosted over the past year in Queensland, Australia. And I really wanted to make that content available to a broader audience and also enable people to learn at their own pace and have those practical hints, tips, and tools that they could go back to time and time again. You know, we all know that online learning has become so familiar to people, and I felt it was a good way to share videos, handouts, notes, lectures, interviews, etc., with people who are able to tap into a wealth of information either in their own home or equally when they're out and about on the move again.
Now, in addition, Chrissy, you've been prompted to create a wellness movement. Talk to us about that. What actually had you or prompted you to do that?
Yeah, so it was started really by my own health journey, really in recognizing that I had a large role to play in my own health and well-being, and I could influence it both positively as well as negatively. You know, there's an old expression that we all probably know, which is everything in moderation. And there's many other long-held beliefs that keep us stuck in a cycle of unhealthy choices and behaviours. And I want to encourage and inspire people to have optimal health rather than moderate health. Because by its very definition, if we have everything in moderation, then we can only ever expect to have moderate health, which that then leads us down a road of high risk of illnesses and diseases. So what I also want to demonstrate to people is that there are many simple things that we can do to positively impact our own health and well-being. You know, we don't just get well and stay well, it's a practice. And if we practice healthy habits and develop a wellness mindset and be consistent, we can start to enjoy optimal health very quickly, both mental as well as physical.
Now, on another note, with that being said, you've turned your book, Broken to Unbreakable, 12 Steps to an Unbreakable Mind, Body, and Spirit, into an online program as well. What can people expect from that program?
Thank you. The online program follows the 12 steps of my book, and the 12 steps are each 30 days long to encourage people to build and adopt new habits. I wrote the 12 steps to correspond with the 12 calendar months of the year. So the content of the program is laid out in the same way, following the 12 months of 2021. And the content is that each step is drip fed to you so that on the 30th day of each month, the next step is unlocked for you to discover the content. Each step includes an introduction, lecture, downloads, activities, reference videos, and helpful tips and ideas. I'm the creator of most of that content, but I also curate some content from other sources to demonstrate to people how widely information is available and to signpost people to where they can find out more if they wish. And there's a resource library as well, which is available all the time, which I'm consistently adding new content to.
You're certainly making it happen in the health and wellness space today. We're speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why do you think it's important to become educated about our health, well-being, and self-care? Get into some of those details.
It's a good question, isn't it? Because I think over time we've moved away from simpler living, you know, when it was easier to take care of ourselves. For instance, my grandma grew her own food, whereas my parents have a pantry cupboard full of tinned food. You know, my grandma lived into her 90s, and my parents are in their 60s and have serious lifestyle health issues. So for me, it was looking at this scenario and making a decision, first and foremost, that I needed to be accountable for my own health, both mental and physical, and to educate myself as much as I could about different aspects of health and well-being. And that enables me to make informed choices about food, medicine, lifestyle, and so on. You know, a large portion of the population would be much healthier with a basic understanding of physical and mental health and the contributing factors to illness and diseases. Self-care really is an umbrella term that people do not understand how to apply it on a practical level. So having hints, tips, tools to support them and for them to understand their self-care needs is fundamental for community health, in my opinion.
Chrissy, really great to have had you back to focus in on our need to become educated about our health, well-being, and self-care. Really good to focus on this, and thanks for the information shared here today. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip, or anything else you would like to share?
Well, I guess to me, a top tip would be to recognize that physical health and mental health are directly linked, and we have seen mental health suffer during this global pandemic of 2020. Still in now 2021, and taking small and consistent steps each day with our physical health, embracing meditation, stress management techniques can have a dramatic impact on your mental and emotional health. You know, just start small, be consistent, and notice the days that you feel good and what was different about that day versus other days. And that would be my closing tip for today, Eric.
Certainly do appreciate your input and information and insight here in all regards. And again, thanks once again for joining us on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can join your wellness school and also get more information accordingly on the Wellness Poet. Where's the best place online to do so?
Thank you. So the Wellness School offers membership in US dollars, British pounds, and Australian dollars. People can find the school on my website, thewellnesspoet.com, and join up. The Wellness School is hosted on teachable.com, which is a global online learning platform. You know, they can Google Chrissy Regan's wellness movement, and the course is called 12 Steps to an Unbreakable Mind, Body and Spirit. And I would love to offer listeners of eHealth Radio a 15% discount using a code eHealth21 in all uppercase.
And certainly appreciate that kind gesture on that 10% discount using the code eHealth21. In all caps. Again, Chrissy, all the best, and look forward to your next visit with us here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
And you too, and bye for now. We've been speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. And for all the details, visit thewellnesspoet.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.